A mission to get Ngāti Porou vaccinated in remote communities on the East Cape has had a bit of a shaky start. Several light aircraft flew to Ruatoria and other airstrips in remote parts of the East Cape on Saturday carrying vaccination teams and the names of significant tipuna or ancestors who fought with C Company in the Māori Battalion in World War II. They were on the side of the aircraft and they were hoping communities would come out to the aerodromes to recognise the bravery of their tipuna as the planes came into land and then they'd get vaccinated at the same time. Well, we spoke to orthopaedic surgeon Chris Hoffman a couple of weeks ago, and Chris was born in Te Puia on the East Cape and he flew one of the aircraft. And with me now is Mahanga Maru, who's also a pilot and he was mission coordinator. Kia ora, Mahanga.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How many people did you get?
I think we ended up with approximately four or five, so pretty small number. And just a slight correction, the vaccinators drove from the Hauora. They had a vehicle and drove to Tolaga Bay, Victoria, and then to Tararua. So it's a small group, but having said that, the media attention we got to encourage whānau and residents of Te Tairawhiti, particularly those unvaccinated, was very positive in terms of the awareness around the message.
Yeah, how many people were you hoping would come along?
We know it's been pretty difficult in back home where I come from, and I think my understanding is that there's probably approximately a few hundred on the East Coast that are still to receive their vaccination. So numbers and other initiatives have been equally small. So four might be just four, but it's four more than were vaccinated than previously were. So our expectations were that we would have liked to have more people, but ultimately the team, our view is that the message would be shared with lots of whānau living away from home to encourage those on the coast to do the right thing, connect, come along and meet or see their tipuna who had flown in, and get vaccinated.
What names were on the planes?
Arranged them. I was very lucky. I had my dad. He was flying with me.
Oh.
Robert Murray, so it was quite special. But there, you know, Colonel Awatere, who was commanding officer of the Māori Battalion, Te Moana Nui a Ki o Ngarimu VC. He was also on my aircraft. But many, many names from different townships on the East Coast were there. The Hauwhaus, as I said, the Awateres, the Mahuikas, big whānau, large whānau who lived there, and also many of the way. So it was a very special, humbling, and I think you know, we were very, very lucky to be able to do that. I'll tell you what, Karen, these two kids, they were beautiful. They were just absolutely beautiful when they saw their ancestor on the side of the aircraft. They're only about 4 or 5 years old, and they were just glorious. I mean, that was probably the highlight of the weekend. You know, it was kind of like when I first saw it, I went, oh, my God. Took my breath away because, you know, these are people who passed away. I think someone said, you're breathing back and you're giving their way to a more mana. Pretty cool, but job's not done. We are going to go back. And we've undertaken to do a number of flights back over the coming months to encourage our whānau there to be vaccinated.
Can you afford to do it again?
Probably not. The question of affordability is you know, what's the alternative? So the team that we've brought together are really, really, they've been volunteering their time and energy, and we all believe that it's a very, very worthy cause. Not just for those communities, but the whole country, ultimately, because COVID will have such quite a significant impact on the East Coast. But you know, we're trying to do our best as a group of pilots and local people. There are others in the community, the Hauora, the Iwi Tribal Authority, and others that are working hard to get their message through.
But Mahanga, the fuel cost must have been punishing.
No, fuel's an element of flying, but we're all pretty much on board and we're volunteering our aircraft in our time in order to get the message out there.
What's the resistance there on the East Cape?
It's a combination of factors. As you're probably aware, Karen, you know, the coast is a long, skinny coastline, so it doesn't have any public transport, really. So there's, you know, the access challenges, and there's genuine empathy. But people there and our team are really focused on trying to get the message to the people, get them vaccinated.
And when are you going back, Mahanga?
Our next visit will be the 18th of December, just before Hana Kōkō arrives. So we're planning at the moment, working with Tairawhiti DHB, the Rūnanga, and others to put together a similar sort of program initiative, again around our whānau and people connecting with soldiers on the aircraft, you know, coming out and working with local leaders actually to encourage folk to get vaccinated. So we're looking forward to that. We are committed as a group of pilots, or I suppose I've given the team the nickname the 28th Māori Battalion Squadron, to really help those communities get vaccinated.
Cool. And what's Hana Kōkō?
Well, he's the person we call Santa Claus with no COVID.
Well, that's St. Nick.
Exactly. So, we're really focused on encouraging our people, like, you know, not just into Tairawhiti, they're across the motu, to do the right thing, to get vaccinated, not just for the individual, but for their families, whānau, and the broader community.
Mahanga, thanks very much. Job's not done. You'll be back out there.
Okay, kia ora, hei kamala.
Mahanga Maru, who's on a mission to get Tairawhiti East Coast region double vaxxed.